That's right. I was asked
to
bust by a dead fish in
Tesco's. Now, this, you see, you know what this sounds like, and not that you personally sound like. It sounds like Ivor Cutler. Just say that again.
Was bitten by a dead fish in Tesco's.
Now, just get a little bit of harmonium going behind that, and you've got a hit album.
How on earth does a grown man and a Scotsman at that get bitten by a fish who is no more in Tesco's? How do you go?
Right, my wife and I were in Tesco's one Saturday, and we went to the fresh fish counter. We had the display of whole fish, and I think it was a whole salmon or a whole trout. And the fish was sitting with its mouth open, and here's where the responsibility comes in. I couldn't resist putting my finger in its mouth.
Yeah.
Now, due to the shape of the fish's teeth, when I come to remove my finger, I couldn't get my finger out.
Rare fish have those inward-pointing teeth, don't they?
Yeah. Just before you carry on with your... I was egging you on there, because I know that. There can't be a... It might be only men, but there cannot be a man listening to this who ever has sat at a wet fish counter and thought, I think I'll push my finger in that fish's mouth. And what happened?
Well, I had to wrestle with this fish to get off. The wave was not tight. She walked away and left me.
This is pure Homer. Don't give the waving the fish around on the advance. Was the fish actually moving around while you waggled your finger?
Well, and it ended up having to waggle my hand, which made the fish waggle about the counter.
And did a fella behind you say you should have been 5 minutes in my mouth? One got away on me about that. When was this?
Oh, 2 or 3 months back.